Good morning. Another sunny and pleasant start to the day across interior New York and New England, with that same area of high pressure that's been keeping us dry and pleasant all week long still parked overhead. We will enjoy that sunshine through the middle of the day before some high clouds start to stream in from the south. Still, temperatures will push past the 70-degree mark on our way close to 80 for afternoon highs. Clouds will increase and thicken after dark tonight as that slow-moving disturbance in the Tennessee and Ohio valleys begins to head in our direction. As it draws closer, light rain showers will move into the Catskills and the mid and lower Hudson Valley, primarily toward the midnight hour, and rain showers will push toward I-90 as we head into the early morning hours on Saturday. Low temperatures tonight will be in the upper 50s to around 60. Still a risk of a few showers on Saturday as the system bends and shears off to our south. The extent of the showers will most likely be south of the I-90 corridor, while it will be dry to the north during the day on Saturday. Otherwise, we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the mid-70s. This system will depart to the east and off the coast for the remainder of the holiday weekend, leaving us dry. And with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday and Monday, high temperatures will be back into the mid-70s. Slowly, a ridge of high pressure will build into the region for the middle of next week, and temperatures will respond by reaching into the lower 80s. The humidity will start to creep up a bit, and with a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be around 80 on Tuesday and in the lower 80s on Wednesday and Thursday. With the humidity moving in, we'll see an increased chance at a few scattered thunderstorms on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a slow-moving upper-level low over the Ohio Valley, which has been partly responsible for 5 to 10 inches of rain and flooding from southwestern Virginia into the western Carolinas over the past few days, will slowly track northeast through Saturday. This movement will continue with heavy rain and flooding remaining a concern across the Piedmont into the Blue Ridge Mountains, where copious amounts of rain have already fallen over the past few days. The widespread heavy rain threat will diminish today into tomorrow, but scattered thunderstorms will still be possible. This may exacerbate ongoing flooding across this region. And over the Great Plains, a slow-moving warm front and dry line will serve as foci for strong to severe thunderstorms over the next couple of days. High, low-level moisture with origins from the Gulf of Mexico and a favorable jet stream orientation aloft will help contribute to daily chances of convection from portions of Kansas into Oklahoma and Texas through Saturday. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk for storms on Friday for portions of the Ozarks into North Texas. In addition to threats of tornadoes, straight-line winds, and hail, flash flooding as well may accompany these thunderstorms, producing a few inches of rain over a short period of time. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility with partly cloudy skies and 43 degrees and a northwest wind at 52, gusting to 58 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 21 degrees. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 57 degrees, the dew point 48, 72% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.18 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a chance of showers near 70, Boston sunny near 80, and in Buffalo increasing clouds, the risk of a shower and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 78 degrees, the low 46, the average temperature 62, that's 2 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.12 inches for the month, which is 1.22 inches below normal, and 11.89 inches for the year, which is 1.62 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees, the average low 49. The record high 97 set in 1911, and the record low 33 in 2002. Sunrise this morning was at 5:26 a.m., sunset this evening 8:19 p.m., 14 hours and 53 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine followed by increasing clouds later today with highs in the upper 70s. Cloudy with showers moving in tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine followed by increasing clouds later today with highs in the upper 70s. Cloudy with a chance of showers tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine followed by increasing clouds later today with highs in the upper 70s. Cloudy with showers moving in tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds later today with highs in the upper 70s. Cloudy with a chance of showers tonight, lows around 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds and a few showers, especially south of I-90 in the mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday and Monday in the mid-70s. Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds near 80. And the chance of a thunderstorm on Wednesday and Thursday, otherwise partly sunny and more humid in the lower to mid-80s. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.